That was wonderful singing.
那是真是很好的敬拜。
I am full of joy and full of Chinese food.
真是被喜乐充满，也被中国的食物所充满。
This afternoon, we began studying the question, is Jesus Christ really the only way of salvation for the whole world?
今天下午我们开始研究这个问题，耶稣基督真的是我们世界唯一的救赎吗？
Let's look at what Jesus said again.
我们再一次来看耶稣是怎么说的。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没人能到父那里去。I
am the way.
我就是道路。No
one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。Jesus
said that.
耶稣说的,
and Jesus meant that.
耶稣就是照着这个意思说的。
I want you to look at another verse in your Bibles in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12.
我想让我们再来查一段经文在使徒行传4章12节。
Do you remember who said these words?
你们还记得是谁说的这句话吗?
Can somebody here tonight tell me who said these words? Peter.
Peter.
Now remember, Peter was the man who denied that he knew the Lord.
还记得彼得是否认耶稣的以前。
Peter is the man who was afraid.
他是也是害怕。
And now he is standing before the people who took Jesus and crucified him.
在这个段里面，他实际上是站在这些众人的面前。他们以前是把耶稣钉十字架。And
the people that Peter is speaking to have the power to crucify him just like they did Jesus.
而旁边的这些人也有这样的权柄，把他钉十字架，就像钉耶稣十字架一样。But
he looks at them and he says these words.
但是他就是眼睛看着他们，然后他说了这一句话。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Let's look again at what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9.
我们再来看一下约翰福音10章9节里面。
Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved.
耶稣说，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救。
No other way.
没有其他的道路。
No other name.
没有其他的名。
No other door.
没有其他的门。
Now you remember, how many of you were here this afternoon? Okay, so you remember what we did with our fists? Let's do it again, okay? Put our fingers up like that, put our arms up in the air, okay? You remember what that means? There's only one way, and it's Jesus.
All
right? And that's what Jesus said about himself. And you remember Sandy?
还记得Sandy的故事吗?
And she said, that's not fair. So, here's the question. How can Jesus Christ claim to be the only way of salvation for the whole world?
这就是指的这个问题。耶稣怎么能够声明他是声称他是唯一的道路，通到父那里去。
And the answer is for two reasons.
答案是有两个。
First of all, because of who Jesus is.
第一个,
and secondly, because of what Jesus did.
第二是因为耶稣做了什么。
And so this afternoon we sought to answer these two questions. The first question being, who is Jesus Christ?
所以我们今天下午先讨了第一个问题，就是谁是耶稣基督。
And what is the answer?
答案是什么？
He is God. Jesus is God.
耶稣就是神。
Do you believe that?
你真的相信吗？
This is so important.
这是非常重要的。
The second question we're answering is this.
第二个问题我们要解答的。
What did Jesus Christ do?
耶稣基督他做了什么？
And the answer is, he died on Calvary's cross for the sins of the whole world.
他在加略山上的十字架上为世界上所有的罪。
This is why Jesus came.
这就是耶稣来到世上的原因。
This is what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣在世上所做的。
And this is why he can say he's the only way of salvation for the whole world.
这就是为什么他能够声明他是唯一的世界上的拯救。
So tonight, what I want us to do is to see the connection.
So 今天晚上我们想看一下这两个之间的联系。
The connection between who Jesus is and what Jesus did.
联系在耶稣是谁和耶稣他做了什么这两个之间。
And I want us to see how those two things go together.
我想让你们知道这两个事情如何的能够连在一起。
Now, if you have a Bible with you tonight, I want you to look at a verse in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 26.
如果你有那个圣经的话，那么我请你翻到
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26。
希伯来书九章二十六节。希伯来书九章。
And right in the middle of this verse, we read the following words.
在这个经节里面，中间我们就读到这样的经文。
It says, But now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages.To do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself.
但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
This verse is talking about Jesus on the cross.
这个经文讲到耶稣在十字架上死。
And it says that when he was on the cross, it was at the end of the ages.
这里提到他在十字架上的时候，实际上是在末世的时候。
At the end of the ages.
在末世的时候。
Now this is a very interesting expression in the Greek language.
这实际上在希腊文里面是一个很有意思的描述。
In fact, it's the only time this expression occurs in the Bible.
实际上这样的描述在圣经里面只出现过一次。
But this expression occurs in other Greek literature.
但这样的语法也用到希腊文的其他的文章里面。
And this expression is used to describe the highest peak of the tallest mountain in a range of mountains.
这个句法一般是用来描述在最高的山上面的这个山顶。
So what the writer to the Hebrews is saying here,
所以在这个写这个文章的作者他是想描述的是
is that what Jesus did when he hung on the cross is the highest point in human history.
他想描述的是耶稣基督的死实际上是人类整个历史的一个最高峰。
It's the most important event in human history.
是在人类历史上最重要的一件事情。
Now, if you were talking to one of your friends,
如果你跟你的朋友在讲话的时候
and you said to them, what do you think is the most important event in human history?
你问他你认为在人类历史上哪一件事是最重要的一件事
Oh, they might have all sorts of different ideas.
他们可能有各种各样的回答。
But the Bible makes it clear here in Hebrews 9:26.
但是希伯来书九章二十六节把这个讲得很明白。
That the most important event in human history is what happened when Jesus died on the cross.
这里说到人类历史上最重要的一件事情就是耶稣在十字架上死了。
I want you to look at the words of John the Baptist in John chapter 1, verse 29.John says, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
我想让大家看一下约翰福音一章二十六节，施洗约翰在那里说到，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
This is an amazing statement.
这是一个非常特别的这样的一个声明。
And when John made this statement,Who was he talking about?
施洗约翰在说这句话的时候，他在说谁
？Help me out here. Who was he talking about? Jesus.
耶稣。
Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
耶稣是神的羔羊，他就是把人的罪孽给除去。
Look at this verse in Isaiah 53 verse 6.
以赛亚书五十三章六节
Hundreds of years before Jesus came and lived and died
这个是在耶稣受难他的 生活几百年前发生的
And Isaiah tells us We all like sheep have gone astray Each of us has turned to his own way Now look what it says And the Lord has laid on himThe iniquity of us all.
这里说到我们都入羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到在他身上。
John 1:29, the sin of the whole world.
在约翰福音一章二十九节里面提到整个世人的罪。
Isaiah 53, the iniquity of us all.
以赛亚书五十三章六节，我们众人的罪孽。
Now I want you to turn to another verse in your Bible. This is a very important verse. First John, not the Gospel of John, but the first letter of John, chapter 2, verse 2.
我们再来看约翰一书的第二章第二节。
This verse is talking about Jesus Christ.
这一节也是在谈耶稣基督。
And you see that by looking at the end of verse 1.
你会看见在第一节的接末就介绍了这个。
Where it refers to Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
在第二章的第一节里面他就是提到有一位中保就是那义者耶稣基督。
And then verse 2 says, He, Jesus, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
在第二节接着说到，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
This is an amazing statement.
这是一个非常不简单的说法。
Quite apart from your personal view of the extent of the atonement.This is an amazing statement.
跟我们一般平时谈的简单的这个赎罪记忆不一样，这是一个不简单的。
There are two questions that every thinking Christian should ask when we think about Jesus hanging on the cross.
当我们基督徒开始考的基督徒，特别是当看到耶稣在十字架上的时候。我们应该考虑这两个问题。
Now remember, we're talking about what Jesus did.
我们是在讨论耶稣做了什么事情。
Let's just review for a minute. we're asking the question, how can Jesus claim to be the only way of salvation for the whole world?
我们在问我们自己这个严肃的问题, 耶稣, 为什么能够, 声称他是唯一的, 是世上的拯救?
And we're answering it by saying, because of who he is,
我们的答案是, 因为他是神,
and because of what he did.
和他, 因为他做了什么?
Now this afternoon we talked about who he is.
今天下午我们谈到了他是谁?
He's God.
他是神.
Now we're talking about what he did.
现在我们谈到他做了什么?
He died on Calvary's cross for the sins of the whole world.
他在加略山上的十字架为世上所有人的罪而受死。
And so we think, when we think about Jesus dying there on the cross, there are two questions we need to ask.
当我们, 看到思想这样的, 情况的时候, 有两个问题我们必须要问。
The first question is this.
第一个问题是,
how could one person die for all people?
第一个问题是, 一个人怎么能够为所有的人受死?
This is an important question.
这是个很重要的问题。
Now I want to talk to you for a minute about a very deep theological subject.
那我想跟你们 用几分钟简单的讨论一个 神学里面很深的问题。
I want to talk to you about the vicarious substitutionary atonement of Jesus.
我想跟你们讨论一下 神学里面提到的这个 替代的 赎罪的这样一个概念。
I have no idea what he said, but I'm sure he did a good job. The vicarious substitutionary atonement of Jesus. Now these are hard words even in English.
替代的赎罪的救赎的这样一个概念。
And when we talk about that, what we're merely saying is that Jesus is the perfect one, we are the imperfect ones.
当我们在谈这个事情的时候, 我们要看到耶稣是完美的, 而我们是不完美的。
Jesus is the non-guilty party, we are the guilty party.
耶稣是没有罪的, 而我们都是有罪的一种。
And so he, the innocent one,
所以他是无辜的,
went to the cross and died for us, the guilty ones.
走上无辜的, 走上十字架上面, 为我们有罪的这一群人而死。
Because we are guilty sinners,
因为我们是有罪的罪人,
we should die.
我们应该受死。
But Jesus is not guilty.
耶稣他没有罪。
He is not a sinner.
他不是一个罪人。
And he still died.
他竟然死了。
And that's because he died in our place.
是因为他为我们而死。
He is innocent.
他是无辜的。
We are guilty.
我们是有罪的。
We should die.
我们应该为罪。
But instead, he died for us.
但是他为我们却为我们受死。
He paid the price for us.
他为我们献上了罪的代价。
So how do you explain this to people?
你如何能够解释给别人?
Well, when I explain it, I usually reach back into history and tell people true stories like one I'm going to tell you now.
我解释的时候，我通常是 回到, 历史里面给他们讲历史的真实的故事。我现在要给你们讲这个故事。
If you go back into history, you can find true stories of criminals who have been justly condemned to death because of crimes they have committed.
如果你们回到历史里面去，你们会看到这样的罪人， 他们是已经被定罪，并且是被 正义的就是被定为死罪，因为他们犯了罪。
But just before they are executed,
但是呢，正是 他们被处死以前，
an innocent person steps forward and offers to die in the place of the guilty person.
如果有一个无辜的人走上前去，他说他愿意为这个罪人 而死。
The innocent person's offer is accepted.
那这个无辜人他所提出来的要求就会被接受。
And the innocent person is executed.
这个无辜的人他就会被处死。
And the guilty person goes free.
那么这个罪人反而成为一个自由人。
That has happened more than once in human history.
那在人类历史上面这个出现了很多次。
And so I tell stories like that to try to illustrate what it is that Jesus did for us.
所以说我在讲这个故事就是为了表达耶稣他为我们受死的意义。
But the problem is that when you tell a story like that, it's always one for one.
但是问题是在你讲这样的故事的时候的话他都是一个人给另外一个人这个做赎罪的。
But in the case of Jesus, it's one for all.
但是你谈到耶稣的时候，他是一个人为所有人赎罪。
How can that be?
这怎么可能呢？
Answer, it cannot be if Jesus is not God.
答案是不可能，如果耶稣他不是神的话。
And because Jesus is God, he is worth more than all people of all time, past, present, and future.
这因为耶稣是神，所以说他的价值超过所有人的总和。
Let me see if I can illustrate this for you.
那我看能不能给你们再解释一下。
One of the worst wars of human history was the Civil War in this country.
那在历史上其中一个最大的最糟糕的一个战争事实上是美国的内战。
Did you realize that more people died in the Civil War than all the people who died in the First World War, the Second World War, and the Korean War combined?
你们不知道认识到没有在美国内战里面死去的人超过了一次大战二次大战和在韩国的这样战争中三次战争中死亡人数的总和。
The Civil War was a terrible war.
美国内战是一个非常激烈的战争。
If you go to the library, you can get books that tell about the Civil War.
如果你去图书馆的话，你会肯定会找到有关美国内战的书。
And if you read those books, you will discover that every now and then during the Civil War, they would have a day of ceasefire.
你会在那个内战的历史上面书里面经常就会提到过了一阵以后他们又有一个停战的协议。
And during a day of ceasefire, they would have prisoner of war exchange.
在他们停战的那一天的时候他们通常会有战犯之间的交换。
And during the Civil War, on the days of prisoner of war exchange, one captain was worth 100 privates.
在美国内战，他们在停战的时候交换战犯的时候，一个军官他价值超过一个军官价值100个士兵。
So if you were the army of the north,
就是说如果你是北边的北方军队
，and you had captured 100privates from the army in the south,
如果你抓住了100个从南边的士兵
and if you were the army in the south and you had captured one captain from the north,
如果你是南方的军队但是你抓住了一个北方军队的军官
when there was a prisoner of war exchange, you could make an even exchange, one for 100.
那你在做战犯交换的时候的话你可以做一个实际上是当时认为是平等的交换一个军官顶100个士兵
So one captain was worth 100 privates
一个军官等于100个士兵
Now there's an even more interesting illustration of this in the Old Testament in 2 Samuel chapters 15 through 19
实际上在旧约撒母耳记下里面也有类似的可以说更精彩的描述。
In 2 Samuel chapter 5, David, the King David, is called the captain of Israel.
在撒母耳记下第五章大卫被称为以色列的元帅。
And in 2 Samuel chapters 15 to 19, David's son, Absalom, has rebelled against his own father.
在撒母耳记下15章的时候，大卫的儿子亚撒龙他自己反叛，背离他自己的父王。
And this tremendous battle is beginning to start in the forest of Ephraim.
这一个非常巨大的战争马上就要在一个伊弗兰的森林里面要举行。
And King David comes to his officers and he says this.
大卫就来到他的军官里面然后他对他们说。
He says, this is really a critical battle.
他说这是一个非常有决定性的战争战役。
In fact, this battle is so important that I have decided that I will lead the charge against my own son.
这个战役实在是太重要了，以及至于我不得不亲自来领导我的军队来与我的儿子征战。
And all of his officers say, "Ha ha! No, you don't. You're not going to lead this battle."
这些军官却说 No, 不行不行你不能够出战。
Why did they say that?
为什么他们这么说
You can read it. We won't look at it now, but you can read it.
你可以读就是18章的3
节。This is what they say. They say, the enemy, even if they kill half of us, it won't matter because the only person they're looking for is you.
他说当我们给这个敌人打仗的时候，即使我们死了一半的人，他们也不在乎，他们真正是在乎你的性命。
And then they say this.
然后他们这样说。
And if they find you, David, and they kill you,
如果他们
you are worth 10,000 of us.
如果他们把你找到，他们杀了你，你是价值超过我们1,000人。
So in the case of the Civil War, one captain was worth 100 privates.
就在美国内战的时候，一个军官值100个士兵的性命。
In the case of Israel, one captain, David, was worth 10,000 privates.
就在以色列的历史里面，一个以色列的元帅大卫，他是价值10,000人。
Now I find it extremely interesting that in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10, Jesus is called the captain or author of our salvation.
那我觉得这是非常非常的有意思，在希伯来书二章十节里面，耶稣也被称为我们救赎的元帅。
Jesus the captain.
耶稣是元帅。
One for 100?
是一比一百吗？
No!
不是。
One for 10,000?
一比一万吗？
No!
不是。
One for all!
是一个对于所有的。
How can that be?
那怎么可能呢？
Answer cannot be!
答案是不可能。
If Jesus is not God,
如果耶稣不是神的话，
but because he is the one and only God,He is worth more than all men and women of all time, past, present, and future.
是因为他是神，他是价值超过所有人类的总和，过去的、现在的、以后的。
I hope you'll think about that more tonight.
我希望你们今天晚上能够继续的思考。
But I want to go to the second question that every thinking Christian should ask when we look at Jesus on the cross.
现在我想谈一下第二个问题，任何一个爱思考的基督徒都应该思考这个问题。
And here's the question.
现在是这个问题。
Did Jesus Christ pay the full penalty for sin?
耶稣基督是不是为罪付了完整的、完全的代价？
Did he pay the full penalty for sin?
他是不是付了完全的这个赎罪的代价？
All right, now I sort of was joking around this afternoon and I put Steve on the spot because he was sitting on the front row. You remember that? that's why he's not sitting on the front row tonight.
下午我跟你们的牧师开了玩笑，他现在不坐在第一排。
But I'm going to put Steve on the spot again. I'm sorry, okay?
现在我用他做个。
Okay, he's one of your pastors.
他是你们的一个牧师。
And so I'm going to ask you, the congregation, a theological question. If you get the answer wrong, it means that his teaching has been bad.
所以我问会用一个神学问题，如果你这个神学问题回答错了，就表示他的教导有点问题。
All right, now here's the question. Here's the question. We have to see if you've been taught correctly. Here's the question.
好，现在是问题来了。
The Bible clearly says that the wages or the penalty for sin is what? Did a good job, Steve. Did a good job. That's excellent. He passed the test. His class knew the answer. This is great.
罪的工价就是死，所以说他教导得很好。
All right, so now think. The penalty for sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
And when the Bible talks about the penalty for sin, when the Bible talks about death, the Bible always talks about it in three ways.
当圣经谈到代价、工价和死的时候，圣经总是用三种不同的方式来描述。
And this is very important for you to understand.
这三种描述死的非常重要，我们要理解。
First of all, the Bible talks about physical death.
首先圣经谈到人的身体上的死亡。
What is physical death?
什么是身体上的死亡？
Physical death is separation of the spirit from the body.
身体的死亡就是人的灵魂离开肉体。
Let me give you a Bible verse that teaches that.
让我给你一段经文来讲这个。
James chapter 2 verse 26. You don't need to turn there, but you can write it down. James 2 verse 26.
雅各书二章二十六节里面说的
says this, For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead.
所以说当我们身体灵魂离开身体的时候
As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead.
那我们的那个工作如果是离开了我们的信的话，也就是死的工作。
And what James does in that verse is he uses physical death to illustrate a spiritual truth.
在那段经文里面，实际上雅各他是用我们灵里面的死亡来描述我们这个肉身的死亡。
Physical death is separation of the spirit from the body.
身体的死亡是我们的灵魂离开肉体。
Six years ago, my mother died.
六年以前我的母亲去世。
My mother was a godly woman.
我的母亲是一个很属灵的母亲。
She was 89 years old.
她是86岁去世的时候。她是89岁去世的时候。
And in her lifetime, she led hundreds of people.To Christ. Hundreds.
在他的一生中间他带领了数百人相信耶稣。
So when she died,
当他去世的时候
lots of people came to her funeral.
许许多多的人都来参加他的葬礼。
In fact, before the funeral began, we had a visitation.
实际上因为人太多所以说在葬礼开始以前的话我们有专门一段时间
And, the visitation was so that people could come and greet the family and pay their last respects to my mother because we had her in the coffin and we had the lid up so we could see her body.
是。所以说实际上是我们是这么来安排的当我们的这个朋友他们来的时候他们可以跟亲属握手。然后呢他们可以进来来最后见一下我母亲的面我母亲睡在棺材里面。
And somewhere between 700 and 1,000 people came by to see my mother.
在那一天有700到1000人左右 来见我母亲最后一面。
And my brothers and my sisters and our spouses were all standing there greeting people as they came by.
我的姐姐我的弟兄还有我们的配偶都站在一排与众人一个一个握手。
And people would come up to me and they would hug me and tell me they were sorry and we would talk for a minute and then they would move on.
当朋友来的时候我们就是握手我们也是拥抱然后我们就是简单的交通他们也是就是给我们。
So we were standing here as a family and my mother was over there in the casket.
所以说我们就站在那个地方然后我们母亲就躺在棺材里面没有多远。
And every now and then,I would kind of look over to make sure she was still there.
就是每过一点时间，我就惦记着来看一下，看她我母亲还在不在。
I kind of look and I say, "Oh yeah, she's still there," but she wasn't there. She was dead.
是我就会看一下她是不是在那儿。实际上她确实在那儿，但是她也不在那儿，因为她已经死了。
Her spirit had departed from her body.
他的灵已经离开他的肉体
physical death
那是身体的死亡
there's a second way the Bible talks about death as the penalty for sin
第二个死圣经里面提到的
and that is spiritual death
这就是灵里面的死亡
what is spiritual death
什么是灵里面的死亡
physical death is separation of the spirit from the body
身体的死亡是灵魂离开肉体。
Spiritual death is separation of the spirit from God.
灵魂灵里的死亡是我们的灵魂跟上帝隔开。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 5.
在以弗所书
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. We're not going to look there. I'm just going to tell you, you can write that down. Ephesians 2, 1 to 5.
在以弗所书第二章1到5节的时候。
And we read in that passage that you who were dead in sin has he made alive in Christ.
在那里面就提到
You who were dead in sin have been made alive in Christ.
Give me one second. 第二章，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Yeah. This is not talking about physical death.
这不是在讲身体的死亡。
This is talking about spiritual death.
这里面谈到灵里的死。
When we were missionaries in Italy,
当我们在意大利做宣教士的时候
we served with several other missionary couples in the same city.
我们在一个城市里面同时与其他宣教士的夫妇一起的服侍。
And one of the other couples told us one day that the wife was pregnant and expecting another baby.
有一天有一个宣教士告诉我他的太太怀孕了他们会有一个小孩。
And we were all excited.
我们都非常非常的高兴和激动。
And so we waited with them with great joy and anticipation for 9 months.
所以说我们就是在这种激烈的激动之间盼望中间等了九个月。
And the day came.
那天来了。
And she went into labor.
她就去了这个医院。
And she and her husband went to the hospital.
她和她先生一起去了医院。
And we all waited.
我们一直在等待。
And the phone rang.
电话响了。
And the husband said to us,
这个先生告诉我们
,The baby was born dead.
这个婴儿刚出生就死了。
We call that stillborn in English.
我们在英文里面就称为这是一个夭折。
That was a very sad day.
这是一个非常悲痛的日子。
But now watch. Did you realize that every single person in this room here tonight was stillborn, spiritually speaking? You were born dead.
但是你意识到了没有我们在座的每一个人在这里实际上当我们出生的时候我们在灵里实际上是夭折的
And you did not begin to live until you reached out by faith and received Jesus as your Savior. That's when you began to live spiritually.
你灵里的生命还没有开始，一直要等到你与神沟通连接上了以后，你的灵里的生命才开始。
So physical death is separation of the spirit from the body.
所以说，灵里的身体的死亡是灵魂离开身体。
Spiritual death is separation of the spirit from God.
灵里的死亡就是灵魂与上帝分开。
But there's a third way the Bible talks about death.
在圣经里面还谈到第三种死亡。
And that is eternal death.
那就是永远的死亡。
What the book of Revelation calls the second death.
那就是在启示录里面谈到的第二次死。
What is eternal death?
什么是永远的死亡?
Now watch. Physical death is separation of the spirit from the body.
那我们再回顾一下，身体的死亡就是灵魂离开肉体。
Spiritual death is separation of the spirit from God.
灵里的死亡就是灵魂与上帝离开。
Eternal death is eternal separation of the body and the spirit from God forever.
永远的死亡就是我们的灵魂再加上肉体与上帝永远的隔离。
Separation of the spirit and the body from God forever.
我们的灵魂和肉体与上帝永远的隔离。
Now let me give you a Bible verse to write down.
那我告诉你们一个经文。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28.
马太福音10章28节。
Jesus says,
耶稣说道,
Don't fear those who can kill your body.
不要害怕那些能够伤你身体的。
Rather, fear him who can cast both body and soul into hell.
唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，真要怕他。
He's talking about God there.
10章28节，他是谈到灵魂和身体。
Eternal death.
永远的死亡。
Separation of the body and the spirit from God forever.
身体和灵魂永远跟上帝分离。
So now let's come back to the question.
那我们再回到这个问题。
Did Jesus Christ pay the full penalty for sin?
耶稣基督是不是为我们的罪献上了完整的代价？
Alright, first of all, did Jesus Christ die physically?
那么第一个问题是，耶稣基督他的身体是不是死亡了？
Answer, yes.
答案是。
In John chapter 19, when the soldiers came to break his legs, to hasten the death process, they didn't have to do it. He was already dead.
在约翰福音19章的时候，当士兵上来用枪来刺他的时候，让他死，但是呢，没有必要，因为他已经死了。
Question number two, did Jesus Christ die spiritually?
第二个问题是，耶稣基督他是不是在灵里也死过？
Answer, yes.
答案是。
In Mark chapter 15 and in Matthew chapter 27, Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在马可福音15章、马太福音27章里面，耶稣都最后提到神啊神啊，为什么离弃我？
And three times in Isaiah 53,
在以赛亚书53章里面有提到3次。
Which is a description of Jesus on the cross.
实际上就是在耶稣在十字架上受难的这样的描述。
Three times we are told that his sacrifice was a soul sacrifice, not just a physical sacrifice.
这3次都提到他灵里面的牺牲, 在他身体上面的牺牲，这上面还有灵里面的牺牲。
Now we come to the third question.
那我们看一下第三个问题。
Did Jesus Christ die eternally?
那耶稣基督他是不是也承受了永远的死亡？
Now before you answer that question too quickly, don't forget that Jesus Christ is fully man and fully God.
在你急于回答以前，我想提醒你，耶稣基督是完全的神，他也是完全的人。
So there are two answers to the question, how long did Jesus Christ hang on the cross?
所以说实际上有两个问题我们可以用来解答。一个是耶稣基督在十字架上有多长时间。
Two answers to this question.
有两个答案，实际上有两个答案。
And both answers are equally accurate.
每一个答案都是同样的正确。
The first answer is 6 hours.
第一个答案是六小时。
From 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
早上九点钟到下午三点钟。
The second answer, which is equally accurate, is eternally.
第二个答案是永远的，也是同样正确的。
No, Jesus is not still hanging on the cross.
没有，是不是耶稣基督六小时以后就没有在十字架上了。
Because he hung there for 6 hours.
因为他在上面只有六个小时。
But he also hung there eternally.
但是同时他又是在那上面永远的。
How can that be?
怎么可能呢？
Answer, it cannot be if Jesus is not God.
答案是这不可能，如果耶稣基督不是神的话。
But Jesus is God.
但是耶稣他是神。
Therefore he is eternal.
所以他就是永远的。
And what he did in a moment of time space history was an eternal act which paid the full penalty for sin.
所以说他在时空里面的这一瞬间，但是已经就是为了时空所有的罪都已经献上代价。
This is why in Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, Jesus is called the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. That's interesting.
这就是为什么在启示录的13章里面，耶稣他是被称为赎罪的羔羊在祭坛上面。
He is the eternal God. He inhabits eternity.
他是永恒的上帝，所以说他就继承了这个永恒性。
Before Abraham was born, I am.
在亚伯拉罕出生以前，他就已经存在。
So his once for all act on the cross was an eternal act which paid the full penalty for sin.
所以说他这一次性的死亡献祭就是已经有了永恒的这样的效果。
So let's go back and ask the two questions. How could one person die for all people?
所以我们又回到我们开始的这个问题，一个人怎么能够为所有人受死呢？
Answer, because he is God.
答案是因为他是神。
Question number two, how could Jesus Christ pay the full penalty for sin?
第二个问题，耶稣基督怎么能够为罪付上完全的代价呢？
Answer, because he is God.
答案是他因为他是神。
By the way, I love contemporary Christian music.
我顺便说一下，我很喜爱现代的基督的诗歌。
I like the drums.
我喜欢。
I like the guitar.
喜欢吉他。
But I also love to sing hymns.
我
The old hymns.
我也是。
From the hymn book.
我更喜欢这种传统的敬拜诗歌。
Look at this great old hymn. Count Zinzendorf, who was a great missionary leader, wrote these words, Lord, I believe.Were sinners more than sand upon the ocean shore, Thou hast for all a ransom paid, for all a full atonement paid.
他是一个宣教士，他呢就写了这首很有名的诗歌，他说神啊，我相信罪人就像海边的沙一样多，但是你为所有人都献上了赎罪祭，并且你也是献上了完整的赎罪祭。
One for all，
一个人代替所有人。
The full penalty for sin，
完整的赎罪祭。
And that is why the missionary apostle Paul could write the words of Romans 10:13。
这就是保罗这位最有名的可以说宣教士，他在罗马书10:13里面这么说到。
Now, I don't want you to turn there in your Bible. I don't want you to look at it. Because I think you know this verse. You just tell him that? Tell him that, not to look at it.
大家不用翻这个圣经，因为我相信你们都知道。
And I'm going to start quoting the verse.
那我现在就要把这个经文。
In English, obviously.
用英文。
And the minute you hear me start the verse, if you remember it, I want you to say it out loud with me.
当你听到我开始说这个经文的时候，如果你知道，就请你也大声的跟我一起来复述。
Okay, here's what it says.
这就是他在上面说的。
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Okay, do it again. Here we go.For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, see, you know it. You know it. Isn't that a wonderful verse? You know what I love about that verse?
因为凡求告主名的就必得救，这是一个多么好的经文。
My favorite word in that verse is whosoever.
我最喜欢的这个词语在那里面就是凡求告。
Whosoever, that means anybody, anywhere in the world who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
那就表示任何人只要是求告主名的就必得救。
Now I'm just looking at the room right now and I'm going to estimate what? How many people are we? 80? 100? Whatever.65, I don't know.
我看一下我们这下面有多少人呢？我估计可能
I don't know how many people there are here, but by the law of averages, not everyone in this room tonight is saved.
但是呢，如果我们就是用这种一般的统计来说的话，不是每一个人在座的都会得救。
Now, I'm not the judge.
但是我不是审判官。
I can't see your heart.
我看不见你的心。
That's between you and the Lord.
那是在你和上帝之间的事情。
But by the law of averages, in a group this size, not everyone here is saved.
只是根据简单的统计的话，我们可以说不是每一个人在这里都会得救。
You may be here tonight, and you may have come to this church for the last 10 years.
你可能今天是第一次来，你也可能来了这个教会十年了。
But you're still not saved.
但是你不一定得救。
Because you've never personally asked Jesus to save you.
因为你从来没有就是单独的跟要求神的这个救恩到你身上。
You know all about him.
你知道所有的道理。
You know lots of the parts of the Bible.
你也知道圣经里面的故事。
You like being here.
你喜欢来到这里。
But you've never thanked him personally for dying for you.
但是你从来没有单独的感谢过神为你的罪受死。
Don't forget that one twelfth of Jesus' closest followers was not saved.
不要忘记了，对耶稣的门徒里面有12/12他的门徒没有得救，也就是说有一个人没有得救。
So if one out of 12 wasn't saved, that means there might be quite a few here tonight who aren't.
就是如果十二分之一按照这个比例的话，我们今天中间也许有很多人没有得救。
And if you are not saved and you're here tonight,
如果你还没有得救你今天在这里的话，
you can stop listening to me right now.
你不用听我在讲话了。
And you can call out to the Lord in the quietness of your heart.
你可以就是在心里面就向神来。
And you can say to him, Lord, save me!
你可以告诉他呼喊啊，神啊，来救我。
And he will.
他就会来。
You say, how do you know that?
你说你怎么知道？
Because that's what his word says. Romans 10:13.
这就是罗马书十章十三节里面告诉我们的。
For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Now watch. Romans 10:13 comes before Romans 10:14.
那我们来看一下罗马书十三章是在十章十三节是在十章十四节的前面。
And Romans 10:14 says this, How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed, and how can they believe in him of whom they have never heard?
然而人未曾信他怎能求他呢？未曾听见他又怎能信他呢？
And how shall they hear without a preacher, and how shall they preach except that he sent?
如果他们没有，如果我们没有给他讲福音的话，他们怎么能够听见呢？
Now, let's not forget that as we sit here tonight, there are 2 billion people in the world right now who still have never once heard of Jesus.
那今天我想提醒大家，在我们就在讲这个话的时候，有20亿人在这个世界上还从来没有听到过福音。
And he's the only one.
他是唯一的道路。
So the question is, if we know he's the only way, and we know there are 2 billion people who don't know that, what are we doing to make sure they find out?
那么问题是，如果我们知道，救赎只有一条路的话，而且有20亿人还没有知道这条道路的话，那么我们应该做什么？
And that brings me to Sandy.
这里正好就让我再提到 Sandy 的故事。
Remember her?
记得下午的故事吗？
The waitress on the front porch. The one who said that's not fair.
还记得他下午的时候，他就是在我们的宣道的那个cottage 上面，他说不公平。
One week after we had that conversation on our front porch there in Chicago, one week later,
一个星期以后，就是我们在芝加哥的这个房子的，我们在那谈话以后
，It was midnight，
是我半夜的时候
，A big meeting was over，
我们到的这个聚会结束了
，We were back at the cottage， had a little snack， and we all went to bed，
我们都回到我们住的地方，我们送了一些食物，然后我们就去休息了
，Lights were all out，
所有灯都关了。
Knock came on the front door.
有人敲门。
I got up, put some clothes on, went down, went out on the porch, turned on the light, opened the door.
我就穿上衣服，然后下楼把这个门打开，把灯打开。
And there was Sandy.
Sandy 就站在我面前。
And 4 of her friends.
还有4个她的朋友。
And she said, "Can we come in?"
然后她说，我们能不能进来
？And I said.Come on in.
我看一下表，然后我说你们可以进来。
And when they got into the porch where the light was on, I could see that all 5 of them were crying.
当他们来到我们房子前面的这个 porch 的时候，我在灯光下面可以看到他们五个人好像都流过泪。
And I said, "What's wrong?"
然后我问他们什么事情。
And Sandy spoke for the group.
Sandy 就代表大家说话。
And she said, well, tonight after work at the restaurant, instead of going home, we had some friends who have a van And they were coming to the restaurant to pick us up and take us down into the city of Chicago.
今天下午我们在饭馆里面上完班以后，我们没有回家，我们有个朋友他开了一个面包车把我们大家带到芝加哥城里面去。
And we waited and waited and waited and the van never came.
我们就等啊等一直等这个面包车一直没有来。
And then the phone rang.
然后电话响了。
And we got a call saying that on their way to pick us up in the van, they had a terrible accident.
在电话里面说到他们过来接我们的时候他们就这个很严重的车祸他们碰到。
And the boy that was driving the van was killed instantly.
那开车的那个男孩当场就死亡了。
And the other boy that was sitting in the front on the other side lost both of his legs.
在旁边的坐的另外一个男孩他失去了他的两条腿。
And Sandy said, they were such close friends.
Sandy 说他是我们
非常亲密的。So upset.
我们就是非常的悲痛。
And we just need to talk to somebody. Can we talk to you?
就是我们需要要跟人说话我们能不能跟你谈。
And I said, of course.
我说当然可以。
And Sandy asked me this.
Sandy 就问我这个问题。
She said, Where is the boy that was driving the van? Where is he right now?
那在开面包车的这个男孩他现在在什么地方？
And then she said, What if I had been in the van when the accident happened and I had been killed? Where would I be right now?
他说如果不是他而是我在开车的话那么我被撞死了。那么现在我又会在哪里
And suddenly Sandy was thinking about life and death.
所以说突然 Sandy 他就是在思考生命和死亡
Heaven and hell.
天堂和地狱
Time and eternity.
时间和永恒
I got my Bible out.
我就把我的圣经拿出来
And I told them again about Jesus.
我就给他们又一次讲到耶稣。
And I shared with them who Jesus was and what Jesus did on the cross for them.
我就再一次的跟他们分享耶稣是谁和他在十字架上为我们的死。
Have you ever done that with anybody?
你们跟其他人分享过这样的事情吗？
Somebody that works with you, have you ever just sat down with them and said, let me tell you who Jesus is and what he did for you? Have you ever done that?
你们跟你们的同事分享过耶稣和他为我们做的事情吗？
Maybe somebody that lives on your street? Have you ever, I mean, you know them, they're friends, you talk, maybe you've even had a meal together, but have you ever sat down with them and said, let me tell you who Jesus is and what he did for you on the cross? Have you ever done that?
也许是你们的邻居邻舍，你请他们过来，你们一起吃饭。但是你有没有就是单独拿一段时间下来你说我能不能跟你分享一下什么是耶稣他为我们做了什么
Hopefully many of you have.
我想也许你们许多人都做过这样的事情。
I have.
我做过。
I've told many people who Jesus is and what he did for them on the cross.
我告诉过许许多的人耶稣是谁而且他为我们做了什么。
And to be real honest with you, most of the time when I do,It just goes right over their head.
很诚实的说的话他们接受的并不很好。
You know, I mean, I try to do the best job I can, and it's just like they don't get it. They don't understand.
我实际上是努力做好我的工作但是好像看来他们完全没有懂我的意思。
But, there are times when they do understand.
但是他们懂的时候会来到。
And that night, on the porch with those five young people, it was clear to me that they were all understanding.
那么在那个晚上我看得很明白那五位我们的朋友他们都明白我在说什么。
And so I said to them, I don't think we need to talk anymore.
所以说我告诉他们我不觉得我们需要再谈下去。
And I said, we need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
And when I said that, their eyes got real big because they didn't know how to pray.
他们眼睛一下睁大因为他们真不知道怎么样祷告。
And I said, don't worry about it, I'll help you.
我说好，你不用担心，我来，我会帮助你们。
And I just led them in a simple prayer.
我只是带领他们做一个很简单的祷告。
Thanking Jesus for who he was.
谢谢耶稣为他是谁。
Thanking Jesus for dying on the cross.
谢谢耶稣感谢他为我们罪受死。
Confessing to him that we are sinners.
我们在一起的就是祷告，我们都是罪人。
Asking for his forgiveness.
我们都悔改求他的这个原谅。
Thanking him for his forgiveness because he paid the price for our sins.
我们就是感谢他的赎罪，因为他在十字架上死。
Asking him to come into their life.
就是求神来耶稣进入我们的生命里面。
And three of the five prayed that prayer with me that night.
在我们里面有三个朋友就是做了跟着我做了这样的祷告。
And one of the three was Sandy.
那么三个里面有一个就是 Sandy。
And Sandy got saved.
Sandy 是被得救了。
Well, that's a great word. Saved.
那是一个非常好的这个词。
Now, every afternoon during that summer mission outreach in Chicago, every afternoon I had a Bible study for new believers.
在我们那天夏天在芝加哥的这样的一个福音的云会上面，每天下午我都带领一个非信徒的这样的一个 party。
And so I invited Sandy to come to the Bible study.
那我就把 Sandy 邀请他来参加。
And she said, I would love to come to the Bible study, but I don't have a Bible.
Sandy 说我很喜欢来，但是我没有圣经。
And I said, I'll buy you a Bible, and I did. I bought her a Bible and I gave it to her the next day.
我说我给你买一个，所以说第二天我真的就给他一本圣经。
And she came to the study every afternoon.
所以她每天下午都来我们的查经班。
And every night when she got home, she would read hour after hour in the Bible, and she just grew and grew as a new believer.
所以每天晚上她都会连续几个小时的读经，她就是这样的不断的来认识真理。
And then a week later, our meetings were all over.And we were getting ready to leave Chicago and go back to South Carolina.
So, 一个星期以后的话，我们的一个月的布道会就结束了。我们那个时候在准备回我们的南卡州。
We were all packing our vans and getting ready to drive away.
我们就是一起把东西整理好，放到我们的车上面。
And Sandy came running up to our van and she looked at me and she said, "Can I talk to you for a minute?"
Sandy 就跑过来就抓住我说我能不能给你。谈几分钟。
And I said, of course.
我说当然可以。
And she said, you know that I've just been accepted at university.
你知道我刚刚拿到大学的录取书。
And I said, yeah, I think that's great.
我说是我非常好的消息。
And she said, well, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to go to university.
你说我改变了我的主意，我不会上大学了。
I said, you're not going to go to university? What are you going to do?
我说你不上大学你要做什么呢
She said, I'm going to go to a Bible school.
他说我要去一个圣经学校。
A Bible school? I didn't think she knew such a thing existed.
圣经学校我以为他不知道我不认为他知道这样的事情。
I said, do you know what a Bible school is?
我告诉他你知道圣经学校是什么吗
She said, yes.
他说是。
I said, why do you want to go to a Bible school?
为什么你想去圣经学校
She said, I want to go to a Bible school to study God's word and to prepare to be a missionary.
我想去这个圣经学校就是学习神的话语然后准备我自己做一个宣教士。
I said, a missionary?
我说宣教士。
I said, why do you want to be a missionary?
为什么你愿意成为一个宣教士
And this is what she said.
这个是他告诉我的。
Because I still don't think it's fair.
因为我还是觉得不公平。
But then she said this. But I suddenly realized that it's not God who's unfair, it's us.
我突然间知道并不是神不公平而是我们自己。
She said, God has given us everything we need for salvation when he gave his own precious son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins.
神他已经给了我们所有我们救恩救赎所需要的，就是他的独生爱子在十字架上为我们受死。
And she said, God has given to us, his children, everything we need to take the gospel to the whole world.
他也给我们他的这个神的儿女所有的东西，我们能够带到这个世界的地级的。
And she said, if there's anybody living anywhere in the world who has never heard of Jesus, it's for one reason and one reason alone, and that's because we have failed to take that message to them.
如果在这个地球上面还有人没有听到过福音的话，那只有一个原因，就是我们这些懂得神的儿女没有把这个真理救赎带给他们。
Sandy went to the New Tribes Bible Institute in the state of Wisconsin.
Sandy 就去了威斯康星州的这个一个圣经的学校。
She graduated 3 years later.
她三年以后毕业。
She joined the New Tribes mission.
她就参加了这个New Tribes 的这样的施工。
And today,Right now, Sandy and her husband Ron are now the heads of a mission that touches the lives of 10,000 teenagers with the gospel of Jesus every year.
今天 Sandy 和他的先生他们就是在领导这样的一个施工把福音带给1万的这种年轻人每年。
I am the way, Jesus said.
耶稣说我就是道路。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
没有人能够到父那里去除了通过我。
How can he say that?
他怎么能这样说呢?
Because of who he is.
因为他是谁。
Because of what he did.
也因为他所做的。
And because how those two things go together.
也是因为这两件事连在一起。
The eternal God.
永恒的神。
On the cross.
在十字架上
paying the full penalty for the sins of the whole world.
为整个世界上的罪献上了完整的赎罪的代价。
Now, here's what I don't want to happen.
现在是我不希望看到的。
I don't want you to leave here tonight saying this. Wow, we really had a good Bible study with Dr. Murray. I learned a lot of new things tonight.
我不想看到你们离开这里的时候心里说哇我们今天有一个很好的圣经的学习
I realize that Jesus really is God.
我今天认识到了耶稣就是神。
And I was made to think more about what he did on the cross, and I understand now that he paid the full penalty for sin.
Dr. Murray 让我认识到他做了什么，我现在认识到了他确实是为我们做了罪的完整的赎罪的代价。
And I believe more strongly than ever that Jesus really is the only way.
现在我比以前更相信了，耶稣就是那唯一的道路。
所以 What are you going to do about it?
你跟这个你要做什么呢？
Are you just going to go home and say,My doctrine is much stronger than it was before. I really know the truth now.
你是不是只是简单的想，哦，现在我神学上面的知识比以前多了。
Or are you going to say like Sandy, I am going to do something about this.
或者你是不是要像 Sandy 呢，要对自己说，我就是要做一些事情。
I'm going to stop spending my money on me.And start spending my money in ways that will help the gospel get to all those people that are still waiting to hear.
我是不是要停止在属世的上面使用我的金钱，而是要把我的钱用到扩展他的国度上面呢？
I'm going to stop praying just for me, and I'm going to start praying like never before for all the people that still are waiting to hear about Jesus.
我停止为我自己祷告。 而为还没有听到过福音的人祷告。
I'm going to stop hanging on to my children and telling them they have to stay here and say, if God calls you to go, I release you.
我的停止紧紧地抓住我自己的小孩不放，而是要要说，如果神要使用你们，你们就你们就跟着神走。
And if you're here tonight, you're a young person.
如果你今天在座的是年轻人，在座年轻人。
You're going to say,I'm not just going to automatically go to university.
你会说我不会只是简单的上个大学。
I'm going to pray about whether that's God, what God really wants me to do.
我要为这件事情认真的祷告，是不是神要让我上这大学。
And if God wants me to be a missionary, I'm going to go to a place where I can get trained to do that well.
如果神愿意让我做宣教士的话，我就要到那个地方接受训练。
What are you going to do about it?
你要有什么行动呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
The reason we have this missions conference.Is because we are convinced that Jesus is the only way, and we want the whole world to know that.
在今天我们为什么有这样的宣教联会，是因为我们完全的相信耶稣是唯一的道路，我们也希望所有人都知道这一点。
I will be speaking to the English congregation tomorrow morning.
我明天早上将会在英文部里面。
And so this is the last time that I will see some of you this weekend.
所以说现在就是我最后能够与你们今天在一起的时间。
And my prayer for you is that you would be open to whatever God wants to do in your life to get the message of Jesus to the whole world.
我对你们的祷告就是你们从今以后要完全的顺服于神的旨意，愿神带领你们到神也愿意派遣你们去的地方。
Thank you, Lord, for teaching us from your word tonight.
上帝，我们谢谢你今天就是给我们你的话语。
I pray that you would raise up from this congregation many more Sandys.
我就是向神祷告，求神在就是我们今天的会众里面要出现很多的 Sandy
young men, young women who will say, "Hear my Lord, send me."
年轻的弟兄，年轻的姊妹，就是愿意说，主，我在这里，求你差遣。
And I pray that we, as their parents and families, will encourage them to say yes to you.
我也是。在这里祷告，我们作为长辈的，作为父母的，我们就会鼓励他们。
And I pray these things in Jesus' name.
我祷告，耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And don't forget what Amen means. God bless you.